In Sri Lanka, the tsunami that swept across the country's coastline 3 weeks ago orphaned at least 1,000 children. Worried that child traffickers might come looking for victims, Sri Lankan officials have temporarily banned adoption of all tsunami orphans. The UN's Children's Agency representative in Sri Lanka, Ted Shaban, spoke with Day-to-Day's Madeline Brandt.
Ted Shaban, how big a problem is child trafficking?
Child trafficking per se in Sri Lanka is a limited problem. I think there are a broader set of issues regarding the protection of children that are unaccompanied or separated from their families. In terms of the actual number of trafficking cases that we know of two cases where adults were trafficking children and offering up for labor in Sri Lanka. And in both cases, they were stopped by the police.
But yet, Sri Lanka has temporarily banned adoption of the tsunami orphans. And people all over the world have been calling, saying they want to adopt these children. Will they be able to later on?
Well, I think what's in the best interest of children in Sri Lanka, and specifically those children that are separated from their immediate parents, is really to go through a process that first registers these children, then tries to trace any living family member that exists. That's really the first option. If there's an aunt, an uncle, a grandmother, a grandfather that can care for the child, then really that's what's best for the child. If that's not possible, then there ought to be an attempt to find local fostering arrangements inside Sri Lanka. So if it can't be a family member, then look beyond the family to find a fostering arrangement. I think if that's not the option, the next option then is adoption. And within the options of adoption, adoption in Sri Lanka, in the culture of the child, the culture that the child is used to, is preferable to international adoption.
Do children have different needs than the adults after a disaster such as this?
Well, yes. In many ways, children experience what has gone on in an even more fundamental way, because understanding what has gone on is even more difficult for a child. And those structures that gave the child a sense of normalcy, family, school, home, are no longer there. What needs to be done is to interact with the child, show as much love as possible, talk to the child, give the child an ability to express themselves, whether through art, through dialogue, through play. And some of the children will require much more specific attention, much more specific counseling in order to recover. There's children who have lost their family. There's children who have seen their siblings die or see other people die, and they will definitely require care and support and significant attention.
For a long time.
Yes, this will be, without a doubt, the longest consequence of the tsunami. After the bricks and mortars have built the schools and the roads and the health centers, people will still remember, and the human consequences and the psychological consequences of this tsunami are the ones that will require the most attention in the long run, and those that we will need to continue to work on in support of local government, the different professionals and actors in Sri Lanka that are doing their best to deal with this.
Ted Shaban is the UNICEF representative in Sri Lanka and the Maldives. He joined us from Colombo, Sri Lanka. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Madeline Brandt.